We're young and pruned.
And welcome to Old and Dusty.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Anthony. Am I usually first? Is it you?
Usually I think you say your name first, but
maybe I just go after.
Okay. I think last time we recorded an episode, we kind of forgot. So the same thing happened. So
Yeah. Well, welcome to listeners new and old. I imagine it's mostly old. The handful of you who listen, and I don't even mean that in a derogatory way. I'm glad that we have a handful who listen and will be excited about a new episode.
Happy to be here. It's been a long break.
Yeah. I don't even remember the last time we did it, but we're back. Old and Dusty is a show created by me and Ashley, and we watch children's shows, or shows from our childhood rather, although they all have all been children's shows, but we also watch shows that were not children's shows as children. Anyway, we watch shows from our childhood and then we talk about them. We tell jokes, talk about our childhood, we talk about our dogs, we talk about background noise, we talk about life.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad is not here right now, actually, so I don't have to close my door. So you will not hear him laughing in the background as you have in the past. So.
that's good. It's a good surprise that he's not there on a Sunday. He's out with someone.
Yeah, he went to a friend's house. So
nice. Go, Dad. Socializing.
Getting out of the house is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
It takes a lot of effort.
I had to buy groceries, and I put that stuff off for like a week. I just didn't want to go. I just didn't want to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I learned now, go to Walmart early in the morning. If you're going to go to Walmart, go early in the morning. There's still a lot of people in there, but significantly less people.
Yeah. Because generally, Walmart's a very... people who are going there are not the richest of the rich, which means they probably work 9 to 5s like we all do, or like many of us do. So they're probably there more often in the afternoon to evening than early morning, because they at work in the early morning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Makes sense. Okay, so we are in the house because we're recording. And this week we are watching Powerpuff Girls, or we watched Powerpuff Girls, season 3, episode 11. And Powerpuff Girls ran from, oh, I had it up. There we go. 1998 to 2004. And I want to give us just a little bit of background before we get into it. Now, we have Katherine Cavadini, who voiced Blossom. She is known for this show, of course, and then for Tanya from An American Tale, Five O Goes West. Deep cut.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Throwback. And then I recognized her immediately, but I didn't know her name. But it's wild because I didn't recognize her as a kid. I didn't know it was the same voice actor. But Elizabeth Daly does Buttercup, and she also does Tommy Pickles. Which you can hear when you're listening to her. And she's a great voice actor. So it's just as an adult, I can hear it. But as a kid, I didn't know that. And then Dottie in Pee-wee Herman's Great Adventure. And then Lauren in a non-animated film called Valley Girl. This is when I went to IMDb and I saw, like, what are people known for? That's what popped up. And then the last one is Tara Strong, who voiced Bubbles. She did a bunch of old stuff, but is most known for Powerpuff Girls. But since then, or including then, she has literally over 600 credits on IMDb. And
she
I was like,
working. Yeah.
She be working. And Elizabeth Daly is like, she works, but it was like around 280 or something. But Tara Strong, over 600. And now, you know, quantity, quality, who knows how many of them are hits, right? But like, that's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of jobs. And then I also wanted to give a special shout out to BIS or BIS. When I go to Spotify, they're the ones who wrote and sung the theme song, which is iconic.
What about the outro?
That's the one they sung.
Oh, okay.
Because there isn't actually any
No, it's just a bit breakbeat.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah.
There's an innie in the intro. So the outro, they sung the outro, and I saw it at first. I saw like outro or theme song BIS, like BIS. It was written in all caps, but when I went to look them up, they write it in all lowercase. And on Spotify, they only have like 9,000 followers, but again, numbers are not necessarily a good metric of like cultural, impact or anything like that. But I just want to read this real quick because I thought it was interesting. They posted this themselves on Spotify. Since forming in 1994, BIS have continually mutated their initial influences of synth pop, Riot Girl, and DIY punk into weird and wonderful songs with a natural gift for melodic earworms with a disco heartbeat. Sci-Fi Steven, John Disco, and Manda Wren first got the UK underground's attention with the quote Disco Nation 45 end quote EP in 1995. It's crossbreeding of Huggy Bear, Blur, and Devo made it stand out in the dreary death of Britpop. With the next release, quote The Secret Vampire soundtrack end quote, suddenly BIS were playing quote, candy pop, end quote, on top of the pops, as the first unsigned band ever to appear and riding high in the quote, proper, end quote, charts. Now, this is the part that I found particularly interesting. A frantic bidding war resulted in BIS turning down big money from big business and opting to sign with Ouija Records in 1996 and the Beastie Boys' Grand Royal label in the US. The first album, quote, The New Transistor Heroes, end quote, came out in early 1997. The album sold 100,000 copies on release in Japan and saw BIS support acts as diverse as Bikini Kill, Pavement, and Foo Fighters across Europe and the US. The band wrote the theme tune to Cartoon Network's The Powerpuff Girls. And let me just tell you, so two things come to mind. One, 100,000 copies when we were actually selling CDs, right? That's ridiculous. Like that's like, and obviously many, many artists have sold that, but like to get there, is it's wild to think about 100,000 units being sold, like physical units. The second thing is I watched this podcast I've told you about, Ashley, called R&B Money with J Valentine and Tank. And J Valentine is Tank's manager, but he's also an artist himself. And J Valentine told a story one time about how he basically felt too good to do, like someone was like trying to do this song. And it was a theme song, and I forget what show it was for, but it was a theme song. I'm not trying to do no theme song, And then it became a theme song that was played often, and then there's royalty checks from it and all this. And one of the guests had done that theme song, and he was like, "Man, shout out to you because you didn't let your ego get in the way. You're like, I'm gonna do this theme song." And so I'm thinking of that with this band, right, that did very well and also did the Powerpuff Girls. And I don't think you actually, because I know I haven't ever listened to them, at least consciously or on purpose, right? But we have heard the theme song and have enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
So that's a little background. Oh, and then they won two prime, this is still from IMDb. They won two primetime Emmys. They had four wins and 19 nominations total, like not just Emmys. And then the two top rated episodes are the one that we watched today, season 3, episode 11, which is, what was it? Moral Decay slash Meet the Beatles. And then the second one was one you know very well, Ashley, season 1, episode 12, The Rowdy Rough Boys. So the episode that we chose, Ashley, do you want to tell the story of why we chose? I think I chose Powerpuff Girls and you were going to choose the episode or vice. Yeah. And then why we chose this one.
I originally picked up the episode. I can't remember what the other one, but one of these shorts was blot Bubbles starts to become bad and hardcore. And so I was gonna pick that one. But then I was listening to the read, and just randomly, Kid Fury just throws out this quote from Powerpuff Girls. What was it? Someday, Monkey won't p play piano song, play piano song. And he said that, and I was like, wait, how do I know that? I know that quote. And then he actually explained that it was in the episode of Powerpuff Girls, which is what I know that from. But it's the misunderstanding of a Beatles song. They're speaking French, apparently, but it sounds like they're saying that quote.
But remember, girls, someday monkey won't play piano song. Play piano song.
Someday monkey won't play piano song. Play piano song.
So after I listened to that episode, I immediately texted Anthony and I was like, we're doing this episode now.
Yes.
So yeah, that's how we decided this one.
And today is Sunday, January 14th, 2024.
Exactly.
And we were 2 months exactly. Yeah, yeah, 2 months till your 33rd. Yeah. You'll be in your Jesus year.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that was, well, that was the year he...
Oh, okay, I wouldn't know.
That was the year they did him dirty. Yeah, so I mentioned the date though because we planned. I told Ashley, you know, we've mentioned in the podcast, just life got hectic, so I haven't been able to record, but Ashley's always down, so I was like, yeah, let's record. And I wanted to record, I think, over Thanksgiving break, and then I don't know, I think I was depressed or tired, and then wanted to record over December. During my break, this is still my break. Ashley's taking a class right now. Super condensed winter term. 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Wild.
I'm taking my midterm on Thursday.
And you just started a class on what? January?
2 weeks ago.
Like, yeah, January like 2nd or something?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, barely 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wanted to record in December, but I was in New York visiting a friend and then just house sitting for a while with Apple, which, by the way, Mo has mentioned. He was like, Apple's so well traveled. And he's right, because Apple. So now for listeners who do not know, I think anyone who listens at this point knows me personally, so they already know this part of my life. But just in case you don't, I moved to Massachusetts in August of last year. And so Apple has lived in Southern California, Northern California. She's visited, but she's now lived. She lives in Massachusetts with me. She's visited New York. And she's visited Rhode Island, because Rhode Island's not very far, Providence. So she's come with me to a friend's house. She flew from California to Massachusetts. And I think her layover was in Texas.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But either way, you know, Ashley dropped her off in Sacramento. And then I picked her up in Boston at like 6 a.m. But I was so happy to see her. And they treated... If you ever need to transport your dog, it's not the most, it's not inexpensive, but it's not the worst price to get an animal across the world. Well, the US, although they may even do the world, who knows? Forgot how I got here. Oh, date, timing. Yeah, yep. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay, date, timing. It's January. So we're finally recording 2 months before Ashley's birthday, and it'll be a surprise episode. I don't think I told anyone we're recording except for... Obviously, Ashley had to ask if she was down. So
no surprise. I had no idea. They just sent me a text and was like, oh, we're recording now.
And you're like, I haven't watched anything. And I was like, that's fine. We're just gonna freestyle. We're just gonna wing it.
Freestyle.
Whose line is it anyway?
You know?
No. Shout out to Wayne Brady, who came out as pansexual last year, I think.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I want to say it's on Instagram or People Mag or something. I don't know. He gave a comment about it, basically how, you know, he had a lot of like fear and or shame about coming out. But he's like, life is too short, you know, to live a life feeling, you know. And that's the thing that's interesting. The discourse has changed, right? Like no longer do people feel like, or I hope no longer do people feel like they have to come out. Quote, come out. Really, you're like inviting people in. That's a term I heard many years ago, but 9 years ago, actually, in 2015. But ultimately, it's more a matter of like, are you hiding it, right? It's not like you have to come out, but if you feel like you're hiding it from people, that's not a good feeling. You know, we don't want that at all.
No, we don't want that at all. Absolutely not.
We want the people united. They'll never be defeated. That's a union protest chant.
I didn't know that.
El pueblo unido And then the part, so they've said it, they'll say it in English and they say it in Spanish. And then they say, this is the part I want to see it written because the way my brain works, I think it's jamás, sido, something like that. Like there's something in the middle. And I've heard him say it and I've kind of been hung down, you know. And if I hear it enough times at an action, I've done it, right? But like I don't actually know the words. I can't spell it, and so I can't say it. Yeah, the people united will never be defeated. Yeah, those are words I don't know in Spanish. Anyways, that's it. You want to give us the episode synopsis, Ashley?
Yeah, actually, I had just watched this like a couple hours ago. So,
Oh, actually, do you want to do a show synopsis and then episode synopsis?
a show synopsis?
Yeah, so yours are always different from IMDb because you give us more, but the IMDb said three superpowered little girls constantly save the world, parentheses, or at least the city of Townsville, in parentheses, from monsters, would-be conquerors, and a few other gross things, period.
Yeah, gross things for sure. Yeah, I mean that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it was definitely, as a kid, it was like one of the shows that was on the rotation that I would watch constantly, 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 and be able to quote verbatim almost as a kid. But yeah, I mean it was a cute show. It always makes you laugh because you know these the Powerpuff Girls are like in kindergarten or like little kids, and then of course their voices are you know these grown ass women, which I always think is hilarious. But yeah, I mean, you know, you got Blossom, who's literally the leader. It's in the song. And then you got Bubbles, who's just, you know, cute and adorable, which I love about her character because there's so many episodes where she tries to break out of that mold. Which was the episode I was originally gonna pick is where she does that. And then of course, Buttercup is just always got an attitude. Always wants to hit something. But you know, they're both adorable. And then the professor, it's funny because the way that he talks is just very much of a, I'm going to teach you something now. Because I guess he's a professor, so that makes sense. But you know, that's like supposed to be their dad, basically.
Yes.
So yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite shows. I was glad that you picked it. I was glad that Netflix is still allowing me to use your account.
Me
So
too.
we'll see how long that lasts.
And I think when they stop, I'll probably delete my Netflix account because it's just gone up and their politics are horrible. They fucking gave Chappelle a third special where he talks about trans people.
Again, he doubles down, right?
Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. Trace Lissette, a white trans woman, was like, it, she was like, it's giving he's a John. It's giving he's a customer. Oop, my phone. I told Ashley earlier, I was like, I'm gonna nap. But I have a history of not really being able to nap. I really slumber, I sleep. So I set another alarm just in case I've been asleep. And I have my phone in airplane mode, but alarms don't care about the airplane.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. I should probably put my phone on silent.
Silent night,
Always hated that song. I
holy.
don't know why.
I mean, it's kind of, it feels
It's
too
kind of
slow.
spooky to me.
Oh yeah,
I
it is
always
a
thought it
little
was kind of
spooky.
spooky.
I just feel like it's a little bit like, hurry up. Like, get it over
The
with.
tempo is like five.
But oh shit, what was I saying? I got distracted by the alarm.
Oh, we're talking about Dave Chappelle and Netflix.
Oh yeah, and so Trace Lissette, she it's on TikTok, and I'm not even on TikTok right now, but somebody sent it to me, and she was like, "It's giving John, it's giving." He wanted to kiss her on the mouth, and she said, "I don't do that. I charge more for that." And he said, "No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am." Because the thing is, like at this point, right? If you're, it's like the third time you're talking about trans women, more specifically, like some that's what climbed up your urethra and died. You know what I mean? For you
Yeah.
to like really like as the one of my favorite vines I've sent to Ashley and quoted many times, including when I'm by myself and someone's like on my ass driving, why you all up in my pussy, boy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? You know which one I'm talking about, Ash?
No, I remember. I was
Okay.
just no,
I just
I was just
like
thinking to myself, like, yeah, I mean, why would you do that? Just keep on talking. Nobody, they don't care about you.
we don't care. We
That's not
don't.
your,
We
we're not
don't.
your target audience. You're not doing anything. I'm sorry, I'm speaking as if I was somebody who was trans. You know, those people don't, they don't want you.
It's true. It's true.
So why are you trying so hard to get their attention?
It's
That's what
true.
I don't understand.
Listen, another video I love. Worry about yourself. You sure you don't need any help?
What
You
about
sure?
yourself?
Worry about yourself. Drive. You drive. That little white girl was serious with her daddy
Oh yeah,
because
absolutely.
he was trying to micromanage the seatbelt, and she said, "Worry about yourself." So anyway, I say all that to say that's how we got there. Netflix. You're grateful that you were able to watch it on my Netflix. And I was saying, yeah, if they once they stop, I'll probably once you pop, I can stop Pringles and
Absolutely,
Netflix.
absolutely.
Because that shit costs a lot of money and your politics are horrible. But everyone's politics are horrible. So it's like, damn, you know? Anyways,
Yeah.
I interrupted. You're grateful that I chose Powerpuff Girls and you're grateful that Netflix still lets you watch it. That's where you were.
I mean, that's pretty much it right there. So,
But you do have to still give our episode synopsis.
all right. Let's do that. So the first one is Moral Decay. Basically, essentially what happens starts off with the Powerpuff Girls. They're all cleaning the house. And then the professor is like, "Oh, great job. I'm gonna give you money." To which Buttercup was absolutely gagged by this $1. She was so about it. And she was messing around and then accidentally punched Bubbles in the mouth, which that's kind of a mean thing to do if you're a super powered child. But anyway, so she loses her tooth, and then she, you know, pr the professor's like, "Oh, well, put this under your pillow and you'll get something." And so they wake up the next morning, and Bubbles like, "Oh, I got another dollar." And Buttercup was like, "Wait, if you just get teeth and put under the pillow, you get money." So then what ends up happening is Buttercup several times tries to knock another tooth out of Bubbles' mouth, I should clarify, out of Bubbles' mouth again. Eventually, you know, they're like, "No, you can't be doing that." So then they start saving, you know, the day, and she punched somebody and notices, "Oh, I can punch people, you know, these criminals, and have their teeth fall out." So she basically just spends the whole episode getting a ton of money. Like, it was literally like a giant bag of, and it's all the dollar, silver dollar coins.
The Sacagawea
Yeah,
one. I think
those ones.
it was gold.
You're right, it was the gold
In
one.
the episode, it was gold. I don't remember whether it was gold
I
or
don't, I
silver.
thought there was silver.
Well, there was the silver dollar, the traditional silver dollar, and then there's Sacagawea, but I don't remember if Sacagawea was
Was no,
gold or silver. She was silver too.
I think she was gold, actually. Now that I think about it, yeah, I think she was. So then what ends up happening is she gets a dry spell of there's no crime happening. And she's like, "Well, screw it, I'm gonna start beating up criminals." So she, you know, she goes after Mojo Jojo and well, I can't even remember all their names, him and just all the criminals, all the villains. And then they decide, "Okay, this is bull. We didn't even do anything." So they call and the other Blossom and Bubbles are in on it. They're like, "Oh, there's a exhibit you know, that's being stolen or whatever." And Buttercup goes and she gets surrounded by all the people she beat up. And her sisters are like, "Deal with it." And so she gets her butt kicked. And then the end of the episode is her going to the dentist, and all of the coins that she had collected are being spent on the dental bill, which I love how, even as a child, you know, what, 20 years ago, they're still like, hey, healthcare costs money.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And honestly, she was gagged again because she did not know that her money would be going to this bill.
Yeah, exactly. And so then the next one was Meet the Beatles, which is the one that Kid Fury was talking about. Basically, it starts off with the villains, Mojo Jojo. Why can't I remember his name?
Him.
Him and the country
Oh,
dude. Bobo? That's not his name.
Fuzzy Lumpkins.
Fuzzy, yeah, that's it. Fuzzy Lumpkins.
But I
And
don't remember
then
the girl's name.
I just remember the episode she was in because it was hilarious. She wanted superpowers like then and got all angry and jelly and stuff. Anyway, so
Oh,
they
she's
all.
Violet. I mean, there's like tropes, right? Of course, of different
Oh,
characters. She's the
she's
rich
Violet.
girl,
Don't
but
care
she's.
how I want it now.
Yes,
I
Violet
want the world.
Beauregard.
I want the whole world.
And she's got the money to have it. She's Violet
Yes. Oh
Beauregard.
my God. There you go. So these four villains individually are like, I'm gonna beat the Powerpuff Girls. I can't even sleep. So they show up at their home. They start arguing with each other. Powerpuff Girls wake up and are like, what are you doing? We're trying to sleep. And they find out that all four of them combined, they can stop the Powerpuff Girls. So then once they realize that, they decide to become the Beatles, and essentially start robbing everything, all these kind of things. Eventually the Powerpuff Girls just stop showing up because they're getting their ass beat. And then the professor's like, hey, you just need to split up the band and then you can fight them. So then what happened is they come up with this plan. There's this new character. What was her name again? It was so great. Moko J Jono, which is, as an adult now, I understand the joke. But anyway, she befriends Mojo Jojo and it ends up splitting up the group. The Powerpuff Girls, kick all their butts. And then it turns out that that new character, Moko Jono, was just a monkey. Not like a super powered, super smart Mojo Jojo. She was just a monkey.
Who agreed to go along with it, apparently.
And so then they put Mojo Jojo in jail, and he's all sad because he thought he was in love with this other monkey. And that was that was a synopsis of the two episodes. Shorts, stories,
Yes, segments.
segments. You
I
got
love
another one?
it. Ooh, no.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I could, but like I didn't in that moment. I wasn't quick enough.
No, I get it. I get it. I get it. They weren't ready.
Wasn't ready. He needs some milk. Oh my God. That's the thing. The thing about clips and the reason Vine and TikTok have become so popular to me is because we are very visual, but we
Yeah.
are also like we love not just you and I, but humans, but we love being able to have all of our senses. And so a meme is great because like it becomes a visual reference, but there's no audio, right? A GIF is great because same thing. But when you combine the visual with the audio, all I have to do is say, he needs some milk. And then in your head, you see this man like tornadoing in the parking lot. You know what I mean? It's sound like a black auntie being like, he needs some milk. He needs some help,
Well,
right?
I'm pretty sure the background is he got maced
Yes. Yeah.
and you
And I
couldn't
think that's
see,
why he
right?
needs milk.
So
Yeah, I
that's why
believe so.
he was running, walking around without being able to see. And it's awful because I've never been maced before and that sounds awful, but that is iconic
Well, and that's the wild thing about it, right?
because
It's
of the
like
sound bite.
you could laugh at things like this because they've been posted, and you're working under the assumption, or many of us are working under the assumption that the person themselves also enjoyed it and laughed. And it was originally, there's a lot of stuff now that gets posted without people's consent. Fuck that. But for the original stuff, like earlier internet stuff, Yeah, it just it's wild that the sound can bring to mind all of it, you know, all of the senses, and then bringing it into a different co it's just funny. I love it.
Yeah, and I remember I was listening to a podcast and they were just talking about Vine, and how good it was because you had to be so creative within the span of, oh, I forgot how many seconds it was. Was it like
Six or
seven?
seven.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
was a
six or
weird
seven.
number. So like if you were gonna have like a whole story or a whole comedy thing, you had that short amount of time to establish something and actually, you know, and you know, the way things are, you can have a 10-minute long TikTok video or whatever. I don't know. So
TikTok introduced the feature sometime last year, the year prior, where, because I think at first it was just like 60 seconds, and then some people were getting, I think, 3 minutes, and then eventually only a few people got it, but you could do like up to 5 or 10. It was something ridiculously long, but it was competing. They wanted to compete with YouTube because people were getting popular on TikTok, but TikTok wasn't paying their creators very well, particularly Black creators. And so they were trying to monetize. They're like, okay, now go follow me on YouTube. And they didn't want people leaving their platform to go to YouTube. So they're like, oh, we'll give you longer videos. But you
Yeah.
don't go, the platform wasn't designed and hasn't become that. You don't go there for 10-minute videos. People barely go. YouTube now has shorts. So YouTube's competing. They're all competing with each other, you know?
Yeah.
Instagram has reels, you know, it's silly.
And it's sad because that's the only competition that's happening with social media. Other than that, you know, it's monopolies. So.
All for our precious, precious data and time
Yeah, it's.
and now money, because they're trying to get you to shop on all of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, it's all about advertising. It's all about data and then using that data to hone in on what this person might like. Like I was playing Minesweeper and like literally on my phone, just I have a just bare bones. But you know, when you die, you see an ad. I started seeing ads for skin tag and pipple things.
Oh no,
And I was
fuck
like, how
that.
do they know
Fuck
that I
that.
bought a facial cleanser from Walmart months ago? How did they find that out? And I know that's how it got to that point, because before that, you know, it was just like, oh, you can lose weight like this, and da, 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 da. And then now all of a sudden it's like, whoa,
I
I don't
remember
like
the
that.
yeah, no, I remember the first time it got advertised to me. I was on Facebook many years ago, probably like a decade ago or something. And I remember I had bought these shoes, and it was a very particular type of shoe. It wasn't like Vans, it wasn't like it was some other brand. I bought these shoes, or had either bought them or was gonna buy them. And then that specific shoe got advertised to me. I was like, fuck this. I do not like that surveillance. You know what I mean? That level of like, it wasn't just like, oh, the brand generally, or oh, we think you might like this. It was like exactly what I, and I'm like, how does Facebook fucking know? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
so it's wild. And ultimately we volunteer the information, right? With certain, it's not quite clear, because it's hidden under a lot of legal jargon, right? That most of us do not read, but it's fucked. It's really,
Oh
really
yeah, the
fucked.
terms of use, yeah, for sure. That was the only what do you call it? South Park episode that I always thought was funny. Was the ones it was the Senta iPod thing where
Don't remember.
basically what was it, Stan I think had just agreed to the user agreement or whatever, but somewhere in there it was like, oh, you agree to be part of this human centipede project. And Stan's like, nobody reads those things, I just said yes. And what was his name? Butters or whatever. He's like, oh no, I always read the things. I said no.
Yeah, the only South Park one that sticks in my mind is they took your germs. They took your germs, because I think about that all the time, because that's what white, like white, and not just white, but especially white poor and working class folks in the US think about, you know, immigrants. They're here taking our jobs. And I like think about that, like when I hear complaints or I see a news segment, I'm like, But it's sad because it's such a pervasive belief that, and again, like I said, it's not just white. You have folks of color who are also like, including Black people, who are like, yeah, these damn blank, fill in the blank, often in California, Mexican, right? But
Yep.
depending on where you are, it can be different things. And it's like, yo, like, this is, y'all are not even applying for the same jobs. You know what I mean? Like, and it doesn't work like that. It's not, stop,
I mean,
stop.
I get needing to blame somebody for things that are happening and you want to go, to the closest thing. But
Yes.
I blame rich people. And I
Yes.
think that's okay because there's not that many rich, like super rich people out
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And there is a horrible domino effect that happens because they're rich. So I feel better, saying my life is like this because of Jeff Bezos. I feel better saying that than saying my life is like this because, all the immigration from Mexico. That just feels gross. But for some reason, the other one doesn't.
Well, because you're it's what Lacey says on her podcast, like we're okay with punching up, not punching down, right? Or punching laterally, really. Like, so like you're punching up, you're punching, and my friend Prob studies, they do a lot of stuff, but their book project was about studying elites, right? And the academy. And they were doing this when they were a grad student. And so they were studying up, right? They're looking at how whiteness and how tenure and how all these other things work. And so they're not studying the Black and brown and first generation and queer and trans and poor and all these people, folks who are denied tenure or who can't get into the academy, although we do need that as well. They're studying up. They're studying the elites. So yeah, that's what it is. It feels better. It also is more true. Like, you know what I mean? It, like, quite honestly, is more true of who is not necessarily causing, because the causes are often many, many, many years old and
Layered.
multi-layered, right? Many, many variables. But who is enabling it, who is continuing it, who is advocating for it? Them rich people. Them rich
Absolutely.
people.
Absolutely.
Now,
You want to?
as I was just gonna say, as Kid
Yeah.
Fury and Crystal said, no, this is not the podcast you come for when you want succinct succinct and all related and scripted material. That being said, yeah, let's get into the opening. Do you want to go, or you want me to go?
No, you go ahead and go. I'll go after you.
Okay, so I will give you the overall gist. No, I won't. I mean, I'm gonna go note by note, but all within
That's
opening.
what we do here at O and D.
That's right.
Note by
So,
note.
note by note, as Beyonce, before she was silent about Palestine, said, why would I give you, this is a paraphrase, I don't understand why I would give you more notes when you haven't applied my first notes. You know what I mean? We have to go note by note. And for folks who don't know, I love Beyonce, or love her music. I love what I know about her publicly until recently, when she had her film show in Israel, and then like didn't say anything about it. Didn't, you know? So I have blocked her on Spotify so that I don't even have to skip her songs. It automatically skips them for me because I'm not listening. But got distracted. Okay, so note by note. So my first
Yes.
note, I had to rewatch it because while the opening is so simple and it's wired into my brain, because as Ashley said, this was on her rotating shows and we were latchkey kids. So we were home by ourselves, the three of us, and then eventually our fourth sibling. We were home by ourselves a lot. And so we watched a lot of TV, we played by ourselves, we cooked for ourselves, and then mom would come home and cook dinner. And we had breakfast. We would cook like lunch for ourselves, and sometimes cook dinner too, eventually as we got older. But anyway, my point is that we watched a lot of cartoons, and so if Ashley was watching something, I wasn't always watching it with her, but would hear it, or sometimes would watch it with her. So it's wired into my brain. Like the opening, I was thinking about it. I was like, Ashley could probably do this because your memory is ridiculous. Could probably do this word for word. Some of the songs and some of the lines, as you mentioned in your opening. But also, I was like, I think I might be able to do some of these word for word, line for line. But it's so good, right? The introduction's so good. And when you think of like your elevator pitch, right? Or your elevator speech, this is the perfect one. You know what I mean? Like it's you know, Professor X, there's a professor, he's cooking to make the perfect girl accidentally
Wait, I'm
chemical
sorry.
X.
I'm sorry. You just said he
He's
says
cooking.
he's cooking. He's
What's in this?
cooking.
A big
He's
pot.
cooking little girls. Like you said cooking, I was like, oh yeah, he's cooking out some meth. Oh yeah, he's cooking.
Is a big pot. It's a big pot that he's cooking the girls in, and it's on a stovetop. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be a Bunsen burner, but like it's a big old pot. And then he knocks chemical X into it, and he makes these little girls, and then they describe what the girls are, and they save the world. But so these are the things that I questions that came up for me. But why was he creating the perfect little girl? Because that's the voiceover, right? Like sugar, spice, and everything nice, like the perfect little girl. Why was he creating the perfect little girl? And then I was like, did he want to be a single dad? You know, like because he's creating girls in a lab. And generally the show is wholesome, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, but like why, what was the who thought of this? You know, who thought like, and I guess part of it, right, is the representation of a nurturing parent is usually a mother. And so they somehow they're like, well, let's have a single father. Well, why is he single? Well, if we have him divorced, then that's too much. It's too complicated for kids. Let's just have him be a professor since it's magical. He creates the girls in a lab, you know, like I, whatever it was, like I can see some of the logic. But then the other thing is, why was the chemical X right next to the rest of the ingredients? What was he using it for before, right? If it was that powerful,
He
and then
was
he
using it
knocks
on
it.
Mojo
True, I forgot.
Jojo.
See, this is why I come with the
Yeah.
questions here,
Yeah.
because Ashley knows.
Why was it so close? I don't know. Maybe that
Yes.
was the only Bunsen burner around, and that chemical X was just mounted next to it, and there was just nothing that could be done about it.
Yes.
But I
Yes.
mean, you know, the
Okay.
chemical X got in there, and some glass got in there too. So, you know.
Yeah. But they're not like Mr. Glass.
No, they are not. They do not
They're
have that fro. They do not.
nor do they have the
The bones that
breakability.
break
Yeah, I just
so
was like, what
easily.
word am I looking for? And then the thing about it being great was it's not just the colors, right? In terms of a branding and a pitch perspective, it's not just the colors of the pink, the green, and the blue, right? It's also the sound design. So for Blossom, I think it was trumpets. And
Yep.
then Bubbles, were those the high notes?
No
Was that a
xylophone.
piano? The
No, that was like a
xylophone.
xylophone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think
Brr. Yeah,
guitar.
that was for Buttercup.
Yeah, Buttercup. And I was like, that's very smart because like it's just it's quite, I mean, obviously visually looking at them, they're all very different, right?
Yeah.
If you've somehow I've never seen a Powerpuff Girl, and they did a reboot. I haven't watched the reboot. I don't even know where it is, but
Yeah.
the original Blossom is, as you might guess, red-haired, you know, redheaded, and it's like long and you know, a little bow. And then Blossom has like a it's not, I mean, I guess it's a bob, but it's a bob with a it's a black bob with like a it's bumped at the ends, right? Bumped out. And then you have Blossom, who or Bubbles,
Bubbles, she
who
has
has
pigtails.
pigtails, blonde
And she's
pigtails,
blonde,
right?
yeah.
Which is the ginger spice, or baby spice, excuse me. It's a baby spice thing. It's like the quintessential American innocentness is blonde and like pigtails and like, you know, I don't really know things and I don't get it. So like having that, it's not just that, but also the sound design and then the villains, right? And it's like, cause there's like drums to
Yeah, it's a breakbeat, yeah.
like, and then, and you see them, you see the structure of an episode, right? Outside of, so there's the initial creation, then the girls flying, right? And you see their different personalities, even and how they fly and the different instruments. And then you see them beat up to the beat, all these different villains. So they introduce most of the villains, right? And then at the end, by then you have the whole premise, plus kind of the pacing of the show. Like the show is, it's all pretty, like it doesn't feel rushed, but it is all pretty quick. And then the last thing I thought was that Craig McCracken, I don't know if he changed his name, but what a great name. If that was his given name, McCracken. That's fantastic.
That man gave me my childhood.
Dexter's Lab, Powerpuff Girls.
Girls, Foster Home for Imaginary Friends. I
Yep.
think Johnny Bravo. What was that other show? I don't remember. Anyway, yeah, all over the place. An icon, really.
Great, great mind. Great mind. I hope he wasn't creepy like the Nickelodeon dude. Did you know
Wait.
the Nickelodeon, the dude who like created, I don't know if he created Nickelodeon or was just really pivotal in creating Nickelodeon, had like a foot thing, like a foot fetish, but not just foot fetish is fine,
Yeah,
but a
that's fine.
foot fetish with kids.
Oh
You know what I mean?
no.
Like, yeah. So
Oh
like that's why
no.
the logo was like a foot. And
Oh
like that's why you
no.
would see feet more often on the show. So yeah, he was a creep.
That is really unfortunate.
Allegedly, as they say on the Scam Goddess podcast, because I don't know the
Allegedly,
court records.
allegedly. We don't sue
Allegedly.
us.
Not that anyone's listening, but who knows? Maybe they're doing a AI
Yeah, they could be looking.
search, you know. But yeah, I didn't read details of the case, but years ago I remember reading about it. I was like, oh, this is fun. So anyways, I just hope that Craig McCracken is lovely. That's and now those are my thoughts on the opening. It's high energy. It's like you said, it's a breakbeat. It gives you an introduction of everything, and it feels it, like you want to watch it. I was watching, I was like, it's a reminder that a lot of these shows do have nostalgia is very real, but also some of these shows hold up very well. You know what I mean? Like
Absolutely.
there's, you know, like they're well-produced shows.
Yeah, and thing is, I did watch cartoons later in my life because of, our little brother. But after that point, you don't really watch cartoons anymore for the most part, unless they're like, adult stuff.
Or you have kids yourself.
Or you have kids yourself. So it is really important, especially, even like with like kids' movies, where it's entertaining for the kids and it's also entertaining for the adults as well. And being entertaining for adults means having good pacing, having good writing, and that's what Powerpuff Girls has. Like you said, the intro just sets everything up. And I feel like, again, I don't really watch cartoons much anymore, but it just seems like that doesn't happen all the time nowadays, to where, you see, like when we did the episode on Thundercats, the intro showed everything you need to know. Like that, and I think that's kind of how TV was back then. You could jump in at any point and know what was going on just by watching the intro. Oh, there's superpower girls and they fight things. Oh, Dexter's lab. He has a lab and Dee Dee destroys his experiments to smithereens. You know what I mean? Like it's good. So yeah, and I think also too, I love drum and bass music, and I think it kind of stems from watching Powerpuff Girls and also Toonami, because that's what they had playing in the background all the time. So yeah, intro, loved it, brought back memories. Sorry, I'm just thinking, because later on, Blossom Buttercup like really is like, oh my God, it's money. I can't believe I have money.
Before we get there,
Nope, I know. Nope, I know.
did you have any other opening thoughts?
Negative, nah.
Okay. So, you know what I really like about this is the writers were clever. The writing on this is sharp. It is sharp. And keeping in mind that this is the third season, right? I'm glad that they still, because by the third season, you hope you'd found like your swing, right? But it's not always. Sometimes you'll watch a show and there'll be four seasons and the third is the worst. You know, it just depends on the writing team and stuff. But they were really sharp. And so I say that because it's moral decay, of course, because it shows how money decays, you know, your values and your morals, but also literally tooth decay. Because like Tooth Fairy, tooth
I
getting
think
knocked
all the
out.
episodes have a pun in them. I'm pretty sure they
Then
all do.
they've got a little double Aunt Andre.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I wouldn't be surprised. Does a double entendre always have to be naughty or sexual, or can it just be like a double meaning?
I thought it could just be a double meaning.
Okay. I thought so too, but I feel like I've often heard it associated with having like a sexual
Well, I
connotation.
because that's why you say sexual innuendo, right? You're
Yeah.
clarifying that it's sexual.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a
Words.
fantastic title.
Yes. Double entendre. I tried to speak French one time, like my friend who was French tried to teach me. It's horrible. Those R's. Ooh, it's horrible. I think we've talked about this. My bottom are, I guess you don't have, you got yours replaced?
No,
Okay,
it's
so
gone.
Ashley and I both had permanent retainers on the bottom from having braces. But I still have mine, and I think it really, I got it in high school, and it does fuck with me sometimes. I mean, I may also just have trouble with certain things, but I've noticed with some things it gets stuck there.
Yeah, mine, it came off.
Yeah.
But I had mine in since I was in like 7th grade. So it's
Yeah.
been decades. So.
Decades. I remember when they did it, I was like, permanent? Like, we're always gonna have this?
I remember they gave you the retainer and the
Yeah.
case, and they're like, okay, you got to wear it every day. I wore it every day for about 2 weeks, and I never put it back in my mouth again.
Retainers, braces are such a wild industry because like in retainers for children, like adults barely do it. You think a child's gonna do it every night, you know?
I mean, I have my mouth guard, but that's like something I do before I go to bed. But wearing a flipping retainer all the time? No. You know
You
what it, you know
know,
what the problem was?
what's
Is
that?
I have a thing with bodily fluids. They gross me out, even my own. So I hated that if I had to eat, I had to take the thing out of my mouth and then eat. But I would never want to put that, I wouldn't want to touch that thing until I had rinsed it again and put it back in my mouth.
And we were at school all the time, so you didn't always have a chance to be able to rinse it.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even want to have like ice cream or anything with that thing in my mouth because I'd have to rinse it. So,
Okay, moral decay.
yeah.
So they start, and as Ashley said, they're cleaning, and Buttercup says, oh, I hate cleaning up around here. And I wrote mood because I did not like it as a child, and I don't like it now. And I was gonna be like, child labor, and then I remembered that we did the same thing as children.
Every
We,
Saturday, we had to
yeah,
clean the whole house, and I hated it.
yes. Which is why I think I don't do it as often as I could as an adult, because I really don't. Because it was a chore, you know, like it was a chore that you had to do. And we were lucky in our family; we got an allowance, which is wild. Because I think back on things, and I'm like, we couldn't afford the things we were doing, but we got an allowance, you
I had
know.
a, I think it was like a $10. Maybe $15 allowance because I would buy action figures with them.
That sounds right. I remember at one point it was 20 a week. But that's wild because if I got 20 and Tommy got 20 and you got 20 or 15, whatever, because this is pre-Wesley
Yeah.
and even after him, after our last
I
sibling.
didn't get allowance after Wesley was born.
I don't know if any of us did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if it was, let's say it was 2020, Tony, that's 60 a month. And the
That
started
was
probably
rude.
in
Sorry, Marshmallow's in
dogs.
my lap and he kicked my notes.
You kicked my dog.
That was his, he didn't even react to it. He's still just laying there like nothing happened. Marshmallow's a
Yes.
jerk sometimes, but yeah, money.
I think that's one of the reasons me and mom have gotten into it about like if we were middle class or not because of things like having an allowance. So we had things that would imply middle classness, but we also didn't have other things. But at the end of the day, we had an allowance. So I remember thinking like, damn, we had to do this. But even with the allowance, it still sucked. I hated having to do it. So when she said, oh, I hate cleaning up around here, I felt the same way. And in particular, in their space, I was like, what does he do for money? And I know he's a professor, he's a scientist, but I was like, he has such a huge space. And part of it, I realized watching it more, I was like, this is like set in the 60s, even though it's not set in the 60s. You know what I mean? Like, it's not quite 60s, But it's 60s. Like the motifs are 60s. A lot of the feelings are 60s. A lot of the characters are 60s, but they never explicitly say it's the 60s or even 50s, you know? And so part of it is at that time, you could get a lot more bang for your buck. You know, you could like get a house that was huge, even if you're not making a lot of money. But that nigga was living large.
That was a massive house. That was actually one of the first notes that I put. I mean, it was literally like they were Blossom was carrying the couch with one hand and vacuuming underneath with the other, and the space between that and like the coffee table was massive. I was just like, this house looks like a gem. It was just that big.
It was a 24-hour fitness.
I wouldn't want to clean that. I wouldn't
No.
want to clean. That's too much work.
No. Well, and I remember too, stairs, I think, was your job for a while. We had a few houses. One we owned and then the rest we rented. We had one house that had stairs, and having to vacuum stairs sucked. Like, I think it was mostly your job, Ash, but at certain points I did it and I just hated it. Having to get the dust buster in them little corners. Like, I'm just thinking about all that square footage and I'm like, no. I know it's a
Absolutely not.
cartoon, but no, I'm not cleaning all that.
Yeah, if I ever, for some reason, have a stroke and decide to get a house, I wouldn't get a house with stairs. I wouldn't. Sorry, I
I
say that.
love the idea that the only way you would get a house is if you had a stroke. Like, I love this chain of events. Ashley has a stroke. She's not in her right mind. Things change, and then she gets a house. I love it. I love it. Wow. But I understand the intent. I understand, like, it's not something you're ever planning to do. But who knows? Who knows, you
Who
know?
knows? I wonder if the mic can pick up this guy groaning in my lap.
I don't hear it yet,
Marshmallow
but
is
maybe.
he is on some pain medication that does make him a little sedated, but he also is just constantly irritated and has to be in my lap. But when he's in my lap, he has to lay a specific way or he will move around until he dies to get in that specific spot. And then if I dare to put him on the ground because he's swerving too much, the look of disgust, disdain, shock, horror, when he looks at me, it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. I will say, in Marshmallow's defense, because it is annoying. I've seen it. I've seen him do it. In Marshmallow's defense, he is over 100 years old and literally and he has back issues, so I think he's always done that, right?
Oh, he's always
But
been that way. Yeah.
yeah, but in older age I feel like it's more important to get in that exact right position, because he's got I always want to say spina bifida. He does not have spina bifida,
He
but
has
he does have
discospondylitis. Actually, no, I'm sorry. He doesn't have that anymore.
but he did
Sorry.
have that he did have that for a
Well,
period of
that's what the
time.
antibiotics were for. They were worried that he had might have an infection in his
Spine.
yeah. But they took him off it. They said he's fine, so yeah, I mean, there's something, you're right. They're
But
old and they have problems. They
it
do.
is annoying. It is annoying, but it reminds me of actually being younger. And when I had to do my ADHD testing, well, I chose to, I didn't have to, but when I did my ADHD testing and I was talking to my therapist about it, at one point he was like, "Did you ever like fidget a lot?" And I was like, "No." And then I remembered that I would be sleeping in the bed with mom. And I remember one time in particular that I'd move a lot. Like I'd move in my sleep, but I'd also move before I fell asleep. And she'd be like, "Stop it," you know? And so at a certain point, I just learned to be still or learned to move very slowly to a new position. And so ultimately it was annoying to mom and it's annoying to you, but I was just trying to get right. And Marshmallow was just trying to get right. But I think about this often with Apple, because I was texting Ashley yesterday. Apple ate some poop and I was so mad because I was like, "You're not supposed to do that. Now your breath is gonna stink. Now you may have some gut issues because you're eating some other your feces from another animal." Well, I didn't know
Yeah.
if it was dog or cat, but I just was so mad. And so I started to walk really fast for a while because I was like, "I don't want to hit her, you know?" So I just was like, "I need you to know we're not doing any more sniffing. This is just a walk now, you know?" And so I started walking really fast. But it's like 35 out here in Massachusetts, depending on the day. It's been colder for sure. But, and we have snow, so it's been colder, but it's cold. You know, she's 13. She just technically, not technically turned, but I celebrate her adoption in January as her birthday. So she just turned 13, you know. So I'm over here like, girl, come on, let's go. Because I'm mad that she ate poop. But like, making her walk really fast with her old bones, that's not fun. It's not fun or fair. So
Yeah, you
I
are a
catch
better,
myself. I catch
you
myself.
are a better pet parent than I am.
I don't know. I don't
'Cause Marshmallow, he his favorite thing to do is he'll just go around me constantly trying to get me to pick him up and put him on the
On your lap.
on my lap. And at
Yeah.
this point, I don't even want to put him on my lap anymore. Like if I'm doing homework or if I'm doing something. And Anthony, people, listeners, people spend the better part of 2 hours nonstop getting off the bed, going over to me, trying to get my attention, going the other side, trying to get my attention, going the other side, trying to get my attention, constantly trying to get me to pick him up. And he'll do that for 2 hours straight. He won't stop. And when I tell you, I pick him up and I put him back on the bed every time. Because I can't deal with it.
It's real.
I cannot deal with it. 'Cause, ooh, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how much noise a deaf dog can make. But I digress. He's got to his spot now, so he was okay. So no more kicking my notes.
So we can return.
We can
So
return, yeah.
my next thought was I wrote Blossom's voice is familiar, and then I wrote, which, and I later wrote, oh, yo, Buttercup is Tommy Pickles, huh? Because that's what I like realized the more she spoke, the more I was like, I know that rasp. I know
Yeah.
that rasp. And then I really love the art design, you know, the bold outlines of each character, and the backgrounds aren't, they don't really take up a lot of attention. And I do love really detailed background art too, but their backgrounds are just like kind of, it's not half-assed because it is done, but like even in, when they're in the dentist's office later, the magazine's covers were just kind of like a kid had drawn them, you know? But like it's a purposeful thing. Like I think it's both a way to not have to put a lot of work into it, but also they made it part of their style. But yeah, I love the bold outlines. And then when they showed the Sacagawea dollar coin, I was like, it felt like an advertisement almost. Cause you know, they used to advertise like, oh, we have the new 20, the new quarter and it'll have the 50 states. It felt almost like that because they like zoomed in on it.
Yep.
But I forgot that was like a new thing then. Like that was when we were younger, the Sacagawea dollar got introduced. And then we get to Ashley's part. And the thing that got me, Ashley, is she said, I now understand why Mojo is always robbing banks. I
Yep.
think she said, may have said Mojo Jojo, but in my thing, I put Mojo.
Yeah.
Because she really went, she became Schmeagle with the ring. Like she just was
Immediately.
immediately, she got money and it corrupted her. And I will say, as a kid, I did love a quarter. And I don't know if you remember this actually, but I loved quarters because they just were so, it was so big, it was so shiny. And it was less about the money, I think, in the use of it, although, you know, that mattered. But just like it just was so, and it was so impressive in comparison to the penny, the nickel, the dime. You know, I was like, this one, she's
That's
that
it.
girl,
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
know?
Absolutely. I think, getting a silver dollar or I always feel like I say her name wrong.
Sacagawea?
Sacagawea.
I don't know if that's actually right, but that's the way we have been taught to pronounce it from when we were younger. But
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I always thought those coins were cooler than getting handed a piece of paper. So I actually tried to counterfeit a bill without realizing that I was trying to counterfeit a bill as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, I was at mom's job and I was like, I want to use the scanner. So I scanned a dollar. As a kid, it wasn't even me trying to make like a, I just thought it was cool. I wanted to scan a dollar and cut it out and have a fake dollar in my hand. Right. Yeah, Buttercup just immediately turned. Yeah. She turned into Smeagol. That absolutely describes it. And she's so excited, and I guess that's just kind of her thing, is she starts kind of like moving around and punching a little bit. And then was hilarious to me because in this cartoon, they kind of get hit a lot. There's a lot of, people getting hit and stuff like that. But it looked like she barely touched Bubbles, and all of a sudden this tooth came flying out.
Very detailed tooth. And so these lines are very bold. And the girls don't even have hands. They have like nubs. Professor has hands, but the girls have nubs. And so it was very funny to see her kind of knicker and then all of a sudden knicker. There's a City Girls line, and I'm looking at your knicker, which I found out is a sports reference, but I didn't know the sports reference. I just know the
Oh,
nigga
yeah.
part. There's some dude, there's some coach or something. I don't fucking know. I don't care. But yeah, she fully knocked out her tooth, and then Blossom's lisp killed me. It
Yeah.
killed me.
Yeah. 'Cause it was her front tooth. So she had a gap.
A big old gap.
Massive gap.
Yes.
What I did think was really cute, though, is how apologetic immediately
Oh,
Buttercup was. Like, it was immediate. She's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." Like, but it definitely kind of gave that, that kid energy of, "I just I got too much energy and I'm messing around." And yeah, then she had a so she had that lisp. And Buttercup's like, "I'm so sorry," and she's like, "I'm sure the professor could put it back in."
They were so wrong for that. They're like, how could we write these lines so we could emphasize the lisp the most? The professor sounded like Daffy Duck. Oh yeah, and that was the thing. So then, do you have anything before they get to the bed?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then they get to the bed, and it's cute. It's a bedspread that's like Neapolitan. It's like green and pink and blue, for where each girl lays. But I wrote one big bed for the triplets because I was like, oh, they are. I realized in that moment that they're triplets, fraternal, not identical, but they're triplets. You're like,
I didn't think about it until you just said that just now.
And I didn't think about it until I wrote it because I was like, I wrote triplets, but I was like, oh, they are. They were all born at the same time, but they're not identical. But yeah, one big bed for the triplets, knowing good and damn well he got space for three beds. Now, granted, they're in kindergarten, so they may want to sleep together in the same bed, but the fact that there's only one, like I feel like, for example, Buttercup would really want to sleep by herself. You know what I mean?
I feel like you would think that, but I feel like she would say that and do
And
it
then, yeah,
and
and then in the
then
middle of the
climb back in the
night.
bed.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, and then the other thing is, their eyes, Ashley,
Are massive.
it took up like two-thirds of their head. And to be fair, kids, they have big ass heads, right? The proportions are different. If humans, we are all different sizes, but if humans are 8 heads, 6 to 8 heads tall, kids are like, depending on the age, 2 to 5, right? And at kindergarten, they're like damn near 3. Like their head is like a third of their body, and their eyes are also a big part because your eyes don't grow really. Like I forget how it works. I think they grow a little, but really, your eyes are your eyes, right? Like most other parts of your body grow, but your eyes are your eyes. But the fact that they took up, I just was like, they're huge. They're huge.
This is not a visual medium, obviously. Anthony is trying to describe to me what it would look like on a human person. And literally, the eyes are taking up the entire forehead, the eyebrows, and then the bridge of the nose, even, there are part of the eyes. It's quite intense, actually.
Yes. And it makes sense because they have this like baby doll look, right? But then related to that, so this is some character design stuff before we get to the, hey, are you trying to knock out my teeth? why do their eyes when they close have purple eyeshadow? I was like, what is like, cause, and I don't think it was actually
No, it's
supposed to be
their
eyeshadow.
No, I think it's the different colors.
But
So it's no,
why
I'm
are
pretty
their
sure.
eyelids, why are their eyelids a different color? Our eyelids are the same color.
No, I think it's their like you know how Blossom is red and then
Yeah.
Bubbles, it's that their color. It's their color for that.
But why is it on their eyelids?
Why is it in their eye?
I give you your props. Oh my God. Okay, so
Because they can, Anthony, because they can.
this is why it's just so funny to think about growing up in the same house and all the things we've been through and how our humor developed in so in similar ways, but we all became different humans, all four of us, you know? Oh my
Yes,
God.
absolutely, yes.
Oh, that was funny. Okay. I when we get to the I wrote not her trying to knock her out, because as you said in the introduction, she's trying to get her. And then we had the line I said, but what really killed me is when my jaw dropped, Ashley, when she knocked her head down while coloring. They're all coloring with their respective colors, green,
Yeah.
pink, and blue. And like you see
Her
Blossom's little
reach over.
nub reach over and then boom, it just knocked her face onto the table, which honestly is some kid shit. Like kids can be really fucked up sometimes. And sometimes they're just experimenting. Sometimes it's the bad seed. They don't like somebody. Shout out to the
Right.
bad seed, the original black and white one, which mom had us watch so young, but
I
is also
didn't
such a
know
good
she had so
film.
many social obligations. Watch that movie. It is the greatest film
Oh my
I
God. And
have
if you know me
seen.
personally, text me after you've watched The Bad Seed because it's such a good.
So many great lines.
You just reminded me. So my friend Minka, I was on TikTok. I had sent her a TikTok. And let me tell you, Minka, if you're listening to this right now, this is separate from Powerpuff Girls. Worcester hasn't yet got to polar bear pussy cold. But I feel like in the next 2 months, it's going to get to polar bear pussy cold. And I don't like that. I've learned that I can deal with the cold. All right. It's the wet, it's the wet, it's the rain, it's that. But I was walking outside and in my head, it wasn't actually this cold, but in my head, I was like, it's polar bear pussy out here. So that's for you, Minka.
Oh my God, pull there,
I just because I thought I was like, you
pussy.
know, if I was bad seed, I was like, if you listen, text me. And then I remembered Minka and I told her I'd work it into the episode, you know, polar bear pussy.
Well, there you go. It's there. And I'm going to use it again later. We're going to do a callback.
Okay,
My
so
favorite
yes.
part of this, yes, her just knocking her face on the table was fantastic. But what really got me was the first time she tried, where she closed the door on Bubbles. And I have to remind, the whole time she's doing this, she's pretending like she's doing on accident. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. What are you looking for? Nothing."
And then
Dang
don't you say like darn it or dang it or something?
it,
Because
yeah. Looking for the tooth.
yes.
And at one point she uses a hockey puck
Oh my God,
at her
yeah.
face. I was like, damn. Which that definitely will make you lose some teeth. I don't know how people play hockey, because F that. But yeah, so she gets caught.
Now, before she
Man.
gets caught, though, I wrote there's a few different things. One, excuse me, I wrote evil ass face as she puts the tooth under her pillow because she just is
Oh
like
no, that was after.
after she gets caught.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, you're trying to knock my tooth out." And then
Oh,
she
caught that
realizes,
time. You just mean
yeah.
the first time. I
Oh,
thought you meant
and
like
then
caught,
that's when
caught.
they go out.
Yes.
and some dude's robbing something, and she guides the tooth. Now, let me tell you something about that smile. Okay. About
Rhoda.
on Thanksgiving,
Uh-oh.
we watched this movie at night,
Are you
and
talking
I don't
about you're talking about 2022?
last year,
I thought,
2023.
oh, it just had happened this year, but not at
Yes,
Christmas. Not at
it was
Christmas.
on
Okay.
Thanksgiving,
Tell the people,
and
Ashley. Tell the people.
we watched this movie. It was called Smile, horror film, and
And
I was
sorry, just
like,
a note. We is my sister and the rest of my family, my dad, my mom, and then my siblings. I was not there. So Ashley
sir, I
told me about
should.
this. Well, no. I was like clarifying. So I was not part of the we, but she told me
Right.
about this later. And I was like, oh no.
So this film was legit scary. It was just basically about these people that saw something super traumatic, and then they would end up killing themselves in a super, super violent, traumatic way in front of somebody else, and then they would get it. And it was horrifying, and it was super, super gory. I actually wasn't really watching the movie the whole time because there's a lot of like really gory bits that I don't like. Gore does not sit well with me. One of the main things is it's people that have this big ass grin on their face smiling at you all over the place, and it's freaking creepy because everybody else can't see it. And the first person that gets it is the first girl, and she's standing there, and Buttercup gets the same grin, like this, like just grin that kind of goes up like that, like curls up, like way too much of a curl. That's what Buttercup looked like. This
Like a
movie,
Joker, the Joker grin.
yes, this movie had me spooked. I couldn't sleep for a week. It really, really, really freaked me out. And I'm telling you, I wasn't even really, really, really watching it because I didn't want to see the gore stuff. But the idea of this thing smiling at you all over the place really, really, really freaked me out. My God. Woo! I was like in the shower and hoping that I would move the curtain and not see somebody smiling at me. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. So anyway, Buttercup, that's what she this, this she had that evil grin on her face when she realized she can get teeth from other people.
Now, see, this is what got me though, outside of the evil grin. What I wrote is, how did the professor know? Because as
Oh,
adults,
I wrote that too.
right? How did the
Yeah.
professor know to check for teeth if she didn't say anything and she wasn't losing any teeth? And so then I was like, was that just because for the sake of the episode, they're just treating the tooth fairy as real rather than the tooth fairy being the professor, you know? Because every tooth, including that big ass fucking dinosaur like monster tooth she put under her, she got coins. So I was like, this doesn't make sense. And there was I didn't get it. Did you have thoughts on like how they rationalized it?
Well, I actually wrote the exact same question that you had. How does the professor know? And then I just kind of decided, all right, it's not the professor. That or he has some weird AI thing doing that for her. But what I would say, do you remember Invader Zim? There's an episode with the Tooth Fairy. And the Tooth Fairy is just some guy that walks around and has fake wings on and collects teeth. And I think it was the end of
Terrifying.
the episode. He just throws the teeth in this giant pile of other teeth and then rolls around in it.
Terrifying. Terrifying. But you
Love
know what?
Invader Zim.
That makes sense because it's weird. It's weird if you think about it, that there's some fairy that
Collecting
comes and
teeth.
collects teeth. That's
Yeah.
weird. It's weird.
Yeah, well, apparently they wanted that dinosaur tooth. They took it.
Listen, they took it. They took it. It didn't even fit under her pillow. It was probably three times the size of her. So then, for me, the other thing I noticed is that the little phone, Ashley, because you know I'm always thinking about other things, the
Yep.
little phone that's very cute, it's got the eyes to the side and it's got a translucent nose. So when it lights up, meh, meh,
Burr, burr. Yeah.
it's red and it blinks. But I wrote that it's like a toy, which makes their labor, because they're doing labor for the city, right? They're basically deputy cops. Like they help with the bad guys, they help with bank robbers, they help with all these villains and all of this, right? They're deputy cops. And they're not getting paid for it, because they have superpowers, so it's expected because they're being good citizens. But it feels like a game to them because the toy, it looks like a toy phone, right? A toy rotary phone.
Yep.
And so I was like, ain't that about a bitch? Like they make it
It's child
seem,
labor.
yes, because it's a vital service that they're providing to the city, right? But it's like, oh, it's a game, right? And in this case in particular, Buttercup is really excited to go beat up these bad guys so that she could get their teeth. You know what I mean? And then in the bed, they're like, wow, you've been really, whatever. She's like, wow, you've been really going at it this week, or you've been on fire, Buttercup. And she's like, yeah, another day, another dollar. She's like, what? She said, good night.
You know what? I completely skipped over the point. So in the time where the professor is like, no, you can't be knocking Bubbles' teeth out. And then when
Yes.
they got the call,
Yes.
she was dragging ass. She's like, oh, come on, Buttercup, there's an emergency. And she's like, you know how they fly and usually they have like their arms out like Superman? She has her arms down, drooping, and she's like slowly floating out of
Yes. Yes.
that.
Yes. Which is very different from when she starts beating up all the fools because she realizes she could use their teeth. And then that's when they get together. So the next note I have is about when all the villains are at the dentist. Do you have anything before that?
No.
So then we get to the dentist, and this is when I really realized it was
Oh,
1960.
wait, sorry, one more thing. Just her also having just an attitude, because at a certain point, stop getting calls. And there's this day where Buttercup keeps looking. She reminded me of like Cookie. Like, oh, is there a snack? Oh, okay. And then she came back. Oh, is there a snack? And then she just starts like literally like mean mugging the phone.
Yes.
Like she had a mad attitude. And after that's when she started going to the supervillains at night and just beating the shit out of them to get their teeth.
Yes. Yeah. And in that segment, it was like she was like, maybe if I'm not in the room, it'll ring. Like she like tries to,
Yeah,
you
she
know?
leaves then comes back.
Yes. But when they got to the dentist, that's when I realized the 1960s motif. I was like, oh yeah, it's all very 1950s, 1960s. Like the dentist, it was like Townsville dentistry and just the shape, you know, the architecture, but also just like everything else. But then I was like, wow, like there's propaganda against dentists because the doctor is called Dr. Payne, Payne. And I was like, it's like cartoons and television shows, right? Try to make you scared of dentists. Like, you know, there's many examples, but one of them I can think of is the Little Shop of Horrors, you know, where the dentist character is like a sadist, right? Like
Oh.
he gets off from like causing people pain. Like that's his whole character, you know? And I just was thinking of many times in shows where it's just like they truly try to make you scared. Like the trope is that the dentist is scary, but it's so interesting because like when do you ever see like a dentist and it's like they're gonna do right by you know? But so then in the
Yeah.
at the dentist, right, we have Mojo Jojo who says, what happens to you guys? And I was like, Mojo Jojo be on to things. He's smart. They fuck around with Mojo Jojo. But technically he's their what? Their cousin? Their sibling? Their
I think a sibling, honestly.
Yeah. Same daddy, same chemical X.
Same daddy,
So
same Chemical X, same all the things.
yeah. Monkey sibling.
He was also slobbering all over the place, which I was very grossed out by.
Yeah. Well, you know, he got they got walloped. They got mollywopped. They got beat bad. Because, like, as you said, they're in the dentist office. And he's like, I was just minding my business. And then here she
Yeah.
comes. They weren't even doing anything bad. They just got beat up. But yeah, I don't have anything until when they jump her.
Which is fantastic. No, that I don't have anything else either.
So I wrote Ashley, not the intervention and trap and jumping Buttercup because they. Actually, they so it's an intervention like, hey girl, you're out of control, like you have a gambling problem. It's like that feel, right? Because everyone in this case, all the villains, but often it would be like the family members and the friends and a preacher or a therapist or whatever, right? So there's the intervention. Then it's also a trap because, like you said, Buttercup's or Blossom's like, yeah, oh, a collection of priceless teeth at the museum. And then Buttercup's like, priceless. And then she goes, breaks through the roof, right? Property damage. breaks through the roof, and then it's like, I don't know, like 25 to 50 villains in that room. And they really actually like it reminded me actually of mom being like, hey, y'all can't fight each other. You know what I mean? Like you're not allowed, like we would sometimes want to fight each other, more Tommy and me, but like we would sometimes want to fight each other, and mom be like, you can't fight, you can't physically fight, right? Because these girls were like, that's what you get, girl.
Buttercup literally said, little help girls?
Yes.
And they're like, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. And just let her get beat up. And then, oh my God. Oh, is that what she says? An eye for an eye? Is it there or is it later? It's there. Because
Yeah,
that I
an eye for
remember
an
this
eye
line
and a
and a
tooth
tooth
for
for a tooth.
yep.
And I remember that line because I think you used to say it.
I probably did.
And I like forgot about it. And then she said it. And she's like, you know what they say? An eye for an eye. I think that's what Blossom
Blossom
said.
said, and then
And
Bubble
then Bubbles
says,
came in and a
yeah.
tooth for a tooth. Then we're back at the dentist. And girl, not only is her hair fucked up, her teeth are fucked up. And I'm like, what does she get? Because if your teeth are that fucked up, what does she get? Veneers? You
Yeah,
know what I
you have
mean?
to.
Like, and
Yeah.
then they also got the narrator, because at the end the narrator got a lisp. Because so I'm like, Blossom.
How did he do that? She do that? How did she get the narrator?
Listen.
I mean, the narrator got turned into a dog and other stuff has happened to him too, but it's
It's a cartoon. They could break the fourth wall if they want to, you know? But yeah, I enjoyed that first segment thoroughly. I enjoyed both, but I enjoyed
yeah.
both of that first one.
Yeah, that's all I had on that one. Okay, so that was the end of that episode. So then we have Meet the Beatles.
Meet the Beatles. Now I just want to start
Do it, do it.
by saying they say the city of Townsville. And I never caught that as a kid. It's a city named Townsville.
I
So
love that.
I just want to start with that. And then I want to, when I was acting, I would often look for like monologues, right? Not just in plays and stuff, but sometimes I'm like, well, what else is out there? And this was a fantastic monologue. It said from Mojo Jojo, the city of Townsville. I hate you. I do not enjoy the fact that three superhero female children take residence in you. And by hurting me and forcing me to dwell in one of your correctional facilities, these mutant infant girls prevent me from obtaining political control of you. But you will be mine, and they will most certainly. And then it goes to him. And then it goes to the little rich girl, and then it goes to the hillbilly villain, Fuzzy Lumpkins. But originally in my notes, I wrote the red guy because I mixed up because cow and chicken
Oh, you
and
mixed them up.
yeah, but I didn't realize. I think I always knew the red guy. I think I knew they were both the devil. Like that was, I think, obvious, but I didn't know. I didn't think about it until now that they probably called him because it's a children's show and they don't want to say the devil, right? Like that would make too many people, particularly Christian, Catholic, like people like you have a show and there's a character prominently featured called the devil, you know? And then I thought about it and his feet, I was like, oh, his feet, I was like, are they supposed to be like hooves? You know,
Wait,
like
his
certain
feet or his hands? His
oh,
hands are like claws.
his hands, because
They're
his
like
feet like lobster claws.
yeah, thank you. Yes.
But his feet are in boots, aren't they?
Heels actually. Yeah, they're boots,
Yes.
but they're
They're heel boots.
heeled boots. And it reminds me of when we were talking about Dexter and his mom.
Oh, yes. Like
Those
on
point.
point.
Yeah, like really super ridiculously pointy shoes. That's
Yes.
they had the
Yes.
same design there.
But I just really loved the monologue. It just was ridiculous.
No, that was actually pretty good. Read
The
like a
writing
true
is,
actor.
oh, thank you. The writing is spot on. And the thing, so two things before we get to there. Well, two things in the very beginning. One, all four villains knowing their home address is unfortunate. Like all the four major villains know your home address. That's unfortunate. Two, when that happens, the girls fly out of the windows, which makes sense that the windows are that big in terms of architecture. But I was like, there's no glass to protect them from either the elements or the enemy. And then three, I forgot about the little rich girl, like I said, but then I wrote that she's like an evil Iron Man because she's got money, right? But she doesn't have the
She's not
intelligence.
smart. Yeah.
Exactly. She doesn't have the intelligence of, I mean, Iron Man is intelligent, but
He's like a scientist.
I was thinking of Riri because there is a woman Iron Man, a black girl, but Riri Williams, our cousin, Riri Williams, she is, very smart. Like she's a very smart, like high school or something. And this girl's not very smart. She just has money. So I was like, I guess she's not like Iron Man, but
She's
she does.
literally a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
That's her
She's,
character.
yeah. Yeah. And I was like, damn, white people really treat redheads like the black people of white people. Because why is a spoiled brat a redhead? You know what I mean? But also Cerebellum, she is a
Miss
redhead
Bellum.
though.
Oh,
Yes,
yeah.
Miss Bellum. But her first name's Sarah.
I
Did you
did
know
not know
that?
her name herself. She always called.
Cerebellum, your brain. Exactly.
Anthony just blew my mind.
I don't remember where I learned it. It was probably like Twitter,
Oh
TikTok, or
my
something.
God.
Yeah, they called her Miss Bellum, but it was Cerebellum.
Cerebellum.
Yeah, I
She didn't have one.
listen. If I had a drag name, one of them, I feel like I don't really go up for drag. Like I don't love makeup on myself, and I respect drag. I just don't myself. I'm not super into the world. And I add that as a caveat because if I had a drag name, and there may already be one named this, it would probably be Serotonin.
I
But
love these puns. I love these so much. I love them.
I bet you there's already one out there. Somebody who knows the drag world, which is very big, maybe like, yeah, girl, there's already a Serotonin.
Well, what would kill me though is before they make it to the house, Mojo Jojo, he's having his monologue and he's in his giant robot and he's just walking. But the thing is, he's walking his giant robot like on the street. Like there's traffic going and he's like he's driving a car or something. He just douche, 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 douche. Just like what the hell? And then what's his face?
Him.
Oh, I forgot his name already.
Fuzzy Lumpkins.
Fuzzy Lunkums is just holding a rock. And he's just
Yeah.
walking over to their place with a rock. That's his deal. So yeah, that's what I wrote like when they before they got to the house. Because then when they get to the house, they start arguing.
Yes, and that I had three lines, and then I wrote the show is wild. There is, ooh, that is just a misconception. Just because I'm a monkey does not mean I'm a banana addict. Because him's like, go have a banana. And he says, ooh, that is a misconception. That was the first line. And then I have the most powerful power in the whole wide world,
Yes.
cold hard cash. And I was like, damn, like the levels of that. Because it literally, he's the devil. He's the devil. And money overpowers, in this case, the devil. You know, because he's like, fair point. Like they're like, you're
Yeah,
right.
they're right, yeah.
And then later, Fuzzy Lumpkins, because he's supposed to be the hillbilly, he's unintelligent. They're all fighting, and then he said, "Hey, I want to fight too." And so then he just starts yelling. So those are the three lines that stood out to me in that section, but especially the cold hard cash one, because I was like, yeah, that's
That's what
capitalism,
stood up.
cash.
Also, I love that rock that he had was perfectly flat.
On the bottom.
On
It
the
was
bottom
jagged
was,
on, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
And throughout the episode, he has multiple. Later, he throws a bunch of them. And I was like,
Infinite rocks.
where does he keep getting these
And
rocks?
they all look the same too.
Exactly. Perfectly flat. Flat, perfect. What's the, you know, the fairy tale line, whatever, to perfect to eat you, my dear, whatever that is. Like,
Oh, I don't remember that one.
it's in the Little Red Riding Hood. Like
Okay.
the Like, why is this? Oh, it's the perfect to do this with. So what I thought of is
Oh,
like,
to better see you with dear?
yes, yes,
Why are
yes.
your
Why your
teeth so
glasses?
big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To better eat, my dear. And I thought of just now. I was like, flat to better squish the Powerpuff Girls, my dear.
Absolutely.
But yes,
Absolutely.
so they're fighting. They're
Yeah.
fighting.
And then Powerpuff Girls are like, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
They didn't
And
say that.
but they did say shut up. They did say shut up. And then I wrote, where is the professor when you need him? Because they are screaming their heads off. It is a chorus of screams. And so they're screaming for probably like 10 seconds or something, because you have him's like devil powers, and then you have the little girl's like beam from her because she's got like a jetpack or whatever. And then you have Mojo Jojo's like
Ray gun.
ray gun. And then they throw, and so until the rock gets thrown, which is the final straw, right? Which like knocks them out. They're just
Yeah, they're basically screaming. And what happens is they slowly are lowered to the ground, screaming the entire time. And then once they get to the ground, that's when Fuzzy's like, "Oh, rock." So yeah, and then they have this moment of, "Oh, us together can stop the Powerpuff Girls. Look at that."
And before that, or at that moment, we have a blinking sound effect.
Oh yes, blink, blink.
Yes. And you're right. Yeah. So they're like, oh, we should do it together. And I thought two things. One, organizing wins, because when you're organized, you win, right? When you organize people, the people united shall never be defeated. And then, of course, the little girl, she's like, we should have a conglomerate.
Yep, I wrote that too. The
And then,
rich girl, of course she would say that.
of course, of course. And then it switches to a fucking documentary. So you see their faces, and this is the moment their faces like it like blacks out or whatever, and their faces are like so after they decide their name, you know, the silver beetalls is
No,
what they said
that's
at
just the
first. And then they
Beatles.
and then he was like, no, that's too, what do you say, too fancy? We're just the beetalls because we beat them
Yeah.
all. And then it switches to the documentary with the British voiceover, where then he says, yes, screaming girls ran screaming. Actually, yes, screaming girls ran screaming everywhere whenever they beat all the whenever the beat all made the scene.
That was pretty good. I wish I could do that.
Was
Yeah.
bad, but you
Yeah.
know,
And
I
he's like, oh,
enjoyed
yeah,
it.
also called the Bad Four.
Yes. And there are all these Beatles references, which I just didn't get because
Yeah.
I don't know the Beatles, but I did like puns. Like they're like hit after hit after hit because they were doing hits, criminal hits. But if they were the band, they'd be having hits on the tracks, you know?
I
And then
love how.
they each have their instruments,
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
But then he said, Fuzzy, the shy one, provides the
Provides the
rock.
rock.
Like, is he shy? But I don't know the Beatles, so I guess he was supposed to be. You know, there must be a shy beetle, and he was supposed to be that one.
Yeah. And then during that documentary, they beat up the Beatles, which I thought was amazing.
Yes, they do, they do, they, and then they rob the audience, basically.
Yep.
They're like, "What's happening?" And then the girl stopped showing up entirely, and I was like, "Where is the professor?" Because the professor doesn't come along till later, you know. But they say the girl stopped showing up entirely. That was before the beating up the Beatles. But then we see Sergeant Pepper of Townsville Police. Why was he so red or pink? I was like, is it supposed to, is he, I didn't understand. Why was he like,
I don't know why his nose was so long. I don't know why he had that Wallace mustache. Like, I mean, I feel like maybe that was like some kind of commander during the World War One.
yes.
So yeah, I don't know. I guess he's Pepper because he's red,
Okay,
okay,
okay.
sure.
But yeah, most of the dialogue was lyrics. They would speak in lyrics and titles. Like I could just tell from the way the dialogue was written, even if I didn't know it. Although
Yeah, there
sometimes
are
there was
lyrics, yeah.
times, yeah, sometimes there was times I was like, I think I know that lyric. But do you want to introduce Moko Jono? Or before that, if you have anything.
No, because what ends up happening is they go to rob a bank, and the person's like, oh, somebody already robbed us. And there is a ladder, and there is a magnifying glass that's hanging next to the ladder. So Mojo Jojo goes up the ladder, grabs a glass, and then looks up, and it says, this is a stick up on the ceiling. And he's like, brilliant, or something like that.
Yes, he's very impressed.
And then it turns out that it's this character Moko Jono that had done the robbery, and he falls in love with her.
Yes. Now, when Mojo Jojo walked up the so he wears this like helmet thing, like
It covers his brain.
yeah, like Magneto, is what I thought of. So he wears this helmet thing, but he also wears these white boots. And when he walked up the ladder, and he's very short, when he walked up the ladder, I was like, ooh, those boots. Like, I had forgotten that he wears these white boots.
Yeah.
But then, so I wrote, I was like, because at first I wrote other Powerpuff Girls, Yoko Ono. And then I wrote, didn't people blame her for breaking up the Beatles? And
Yeah,
then I
that
was
was the
like,
whole thing, right?
yeah, although I doubt it was her,
That's not
right?
true.
That, exactly. But then that's when we got introduced to Moko Jono. And I was like, oh my God, there it is. There's Yoko Ono, right? And so I was like, so that makes Mojo Jojo John Lennon. But then she just screams. And I was like, this feels racist. Because he calls her Moko Jono. And it made sense in the context of this, right? I honestly don't think they're thinking of the implications. And often people are not thinking of the implications of the racism. But I don't I mean that to say that like I don't think it was an intentional we're making fun of a Japanese American or Japanese woman, right? It just was wild because I was like, she just starts screaming, right? She's not speaking English, and it's later revealed because she's just a regular degular monkey. But I was like, her name's Moko Jono. She's a performance criminal because Yoko Ono's a performance
She was an
artist,
artist,
right?
yeah.
And then, but her just screaming, I was like, this feels racist because, and
Wow.
potentially sexist, right? Because the only woman, all she is she's not talking, is that she screams. But again, it's like a unintended consequence, I think, of the plot line. But like, I just was like, when it first happened, I just was like, why is the Yoko Ono character, because I was thinking, right, like of the way that Japanese people and Asian people have been made fun of for their accents, right? And speaking English with an accent or, you know, not speaking English. And that was just where my brain went. But as a kid, I wasn't thinking about that. It just was, she's just screaming, you know?
Yeah, I didn't catch that at all because in my head I'm just thinking, oh yeah, she's another monkey, but she doesn't speak English like Mojo Jojo does. So they're speaking in monkey,
Yes,
was my thought.
which makes sense. And so I don't like I doubt anyone's
Because,
I don't know that anyone had the same thought as I did, but it just was I wrote her screaming feels racist, LOL. Like, and I put feels because I was like
feels racist.
I
You know,
couldn't quite
I get that though.
put the words to it. Like, I'm saying it now, but when I wrote the note, I was like, huh, you know?
Feels. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I really liked her annoyance crime number nine because it was honestly just the direct action, right? Because they were sleeping on a bed in the
Bed.
middle of traffic. And he was like, imagine how annoyed they're going to get. In a direct action, like people have been doing it for Palestine. And I've done them before where you stop traffic, right? Like, as a, like, you're going to be inconvenienced, right? Because it's not a convenient situation for the people who are being fucking
Exactly.
killed or whatever else is happening. So I was like, honestly, it's a direct action, you know? So I liked that. And I really love the grocery store.
The all white
Did you write
heavy.
the line down, Ashley?
No.
They said stealing. I don't remember how he started it, but I think he said, Moko Ono believes that, in this quote, stealing items that are all white isn't against the law. And then the little white girl says, huh? And he says, it's all right because they're all white. And I was like, oh, that was radical. That's exactly that's what white supremacy is. Like,
Yeah,
you know, like
basically.
you can steal it because it's white, right? And it's all right because they're all white. Like, that was like,
White is
that's
good. Yeah.
white is good. And it's
Yeah.
okay because they're white, you know? And then he starts wearing all white because I think that's what actually ended up
That's what
happening.
she was wearing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I
That's
mean,
what.
in real life, I think
Oh,
Yoko
was
Ono,
she?
I think afterwards, I think the Beatles were mostly like black and white, right? Like, I don't think they wore a lot of color. Maybe they did, I don't know. But then I think after, the whole idea was that he changed a lot, and I believe he changed his appearance. I don't know if he only wore white or whatever, but I do believe like once he got with Yoko, and this is two people, two uninformed Beatles people talking about the Beatles,
I
but
listened to a You're Wrong About her, so.
okay,
But that
so
was
but
like a year ago, so yeah.
yeah, but I do think he started dressing differently. So I don't know that it was all white, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think for the sake of the episode, that's kind of how they portrayed it, is he had changed his attire. But yeah, them in the, because they were literally picking up like eggs and milk and flour.
And she was like, explain to, she's like, I don't get it. Or I think it might have been him. Was like, I don't get it. Like, how is this? What are we supposed to be doing? What is this? And then he was explaining it.
And I love how excited he was about it. like all the things he was so like, I kind of feel bad because he was really like, I was in love.
Listen, it reminds me of when we watched the Dexter's Lab, and there's the short with Hulk and then
Oh
She-Hulk,
yeah, she
but
thing.
the She-Thing, yeah, Thing and She-Thing, because he was this like monster, who fell in love, and it was the same love will do, love will change you.
Absolutely.
It'll change, and he was very excited.
Absolutely.
And then
So
they scream.
they screw the screaming thing, and that's when everybody else is like, okay, you lost your mind. We're gonna go rob things now.
Yes, and Mojo Jojo says their pain is our pleasure because they're screaming at each other and causing other people pain is bringing them pleasure. And then yeah, they're like, "Yo, fuck this shit. I'm out." Which I get. I get. They leave. They leave.
Like they don't even like really rob anything. They just like go on a rooftop and start causing trouble. Like it's
Yes.
literally the mayor is on the phone with the Powerpuff Girls, and you can see through the window. And it's at this point Fuzzy Lumpkins is the one that he starts tossing infinite rocks onto the ground.
Yes.
And they all look the same. It was actually really was great.
I wrote, where's he sourcing his rocks from?
That's a great question.
But that reminds me too. I think you may have said it in the beginning, but I skipped over it when we were just talking. The professor was like, the
Oh
girls were like,
yeah,
well, I don't
skipped
know what we're
over it.
supposed to do,
Yeah.
Like I don't get this. We can't do anything. And then the professor's like, well, and so you don't actually know what's gonna come, and then you see this performance artist, or then you see the this is a stick up, and then you meet Moko Ono, who we should mention is dressed very fabulously. She's
To the
dressed
nines,
to the
absolutely.
nines, and she
And
does
all
look,
whites, you know.
yes, she looks like an all white female equivalent, if not better than Mojo Jojo, and a little less
Yes.
villainous. She's chic. She's very, very chic. Also, this I just realized as we're talking about it also fits the fucking 50s, 60s motif. You know what I mean?
She had that
Beatles.
long, long hair, too.
Yeah, but the Beatles are from the 60s, right? That was when they
Yes.
grew to prominence, I think.
Yes.
I think I fact
I
check
think
me,
so.
whoever, but yeah. So yeah, they're screaming, and then there's the rocks, and then what happens next?
Well, so the mayor is talking to the Powerpuff Girls and he's like, yeah, the Beatles are here. And they're like, the Beatles? And the mayor's like, well, three of them. And that's when they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll be right there.
Yes. And then they go, and it's one, two, and then the rock. But because they don't have the three, they don't have the Mojo Jojo, the girls are back. The girls are back, and they beat them. And then
Yep.
we see on the billboards, the beat-alls are over. It's like all over. It's on these white billboards with red
Everywhere,
writing
literally
everywhere.
everywhere.
It's in like store windows. It may have been on the back of a fucking bus. I don't remember. But the beat-alls are over. And then we get to
So,
meet Judy.
here's the thing that kills me though. So, Mojo Jojo is looking around, was like, what? The Beatles are gone, you know, because it's all over the place. And then the Powerpuff
Yes.
Girls show up. And they're like, yeah, that's not who you think it is. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm in love. And then he looks down, and remember, this is a cartoon and it uses a lot of shapes and different kind of like art style like that, but this monkey was realistic looking.
With
It
these
was
tiny little
jarring.
eyes,
It
and
was so
like
jarring.
it was quite odd, because you're going from this cartoon style that we've described to this like not photorealistic like SpongeBob would do, but realistic still within the style of Powerpuff Girls. And then
He
what kills me,
screams.
he screams that when he realizes that she's just a monkey. And I just realized, actually, this is Catfish before Catfish. I can't. He got catfish. This
He
was the
did.
catfish moment, right?
He
Because Judy from the Townsville Zoo comes up with her like short shorts, and which, to be fair,
did. Yeah, you're
Steve.
working in a zoo, you're gonna wear shorts.
And Steve Irwin wore shit like that.
And
But
actually, maybe you shouldn't because you could get cut up and stuff.
Listen, I would wear pants, but Steve Irwin didn't. But you see, and I mentioned the short shorts. They weren't short short, but they were short because, like, you see her legs because the Powerpuff Girls are short, so they're at the feet, so you don't even see all of Judy at first, or maybe you do,
It
and then
kind of
that's
scrolls up, basically.
But it's great. And he was just like, it's like this monkey. And it's just, I wish I could do the scream because it killed me.
Was
It
great.
killed me. And then Judy was like her translator, and she was, and they're like, yeah, and she played along. And then Judy's like, she said, you're giving monkeys a bad name.
Michelle, who's this Michelle? Moko, do you?
Oh, Mojo Jojo. And he's heartbroken.
Really? Absolutely.
Heartbroken.
Does he even fight the Powerpuff Girls? They're just flying him to jail, and he's just like, oh my God. But I mean, I seriously cannot stress enough how fantastic that reveal was.
It's like a, I think there may have even literally been sparkles, but the reveal was fantastic. I don't, that you have to just see it. Like, there's no way to put it into words how seeing her in her Moko Jono outfit and then just see her as a regular regular monkey and then his scream. Oh my God. And
It was
then
almost like a shriek too. Yeah.
it was like a shriek. And then you have the line, which I didn't get. And it's funny because Kid Fury couldn't even get it out on the podcast on the read. Chris was like, what are you laughing at? Because, and I don't even remember what reminded him of it. Do you?
Like nothing.
Yeah, and he just
Like,
thought
you know
about
what
it.
it was? I think he was saying that he always wanted to say that at the end of something because that's what
Oh.
they did in that episode. That's how it
Yes.
ended. And it doesn't make any sense. And as a kid, I didn't really understand. Well, because I mean, they say, oh yeah, no, she plays piano. And that's what she says the line.
Yeah. And she ends it because she's like, but remember, girls,
Yep.
but remember, girls, she won't always play the piano, play piano
No
song.
song.
See you, girls.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, it just, it was very odd.
Yeah.
It
Well,
was very, very
it
odd.
was just fantastic to hear him explain what that line meant,
Yes.
because I think as a kid, I think I knew what the Beatles were.
Yeah.
So I knew it was
A play
reference
on
to them,
Beatles.
but that
Yeah.
ending, I was like, what?
Yeah, I did not know. And then we get to the outro. And all I wrote was legendary because that song.
Yeah,
Look
no,
at that chip,
it's my turn
the
now to
toughest
save the day.
spider.
Here they are,
Fighting crime.
trying to save the world. Here they are, just
Just
in
time.
time.
The
Powerpuff
Powerpuff Girls. Powerpuff! Do,
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 do, do,
do,
do, do.
do, I love how, like, Zoom makes it so that we're out of time with each other.
I was trying to be offbeat to get on your level, and it didn't happen.
I was trying to get on your level, but I couldn't catch up. I couldn't catch up
Oh,
or rewind. I don't know.
that was the old title of this podcast, Rewind.
That was the first title before we went public, with our IPO, you know, our intellectual property, our nonprofit, our think tank, our
Yeah,
biotech.
unfortunately, the quality on that episode is very bad, mostly on my side.
Yes.
So
But it was, that was a fun episode.
it was fun.
That was my brother and me, right? It
No, it's all real monsters.
was All Real Monsters. But we
Yeah.
did, and then we actually did My Brother and Me on the podcast.
Yes, we did.
You said no.
Well, I said that because I had listened to it fairly
Yeah.
recently because I was
Okay.
looking through all my old stuff and I was like, oh, I forgot we did a pilot, and I listened to it.
You
And it
said
was funny.
no. I don't know
Well, it was funny
why that
because
made
on
me
the,
laugh.
oh my gosh.
Sorry, I'm
I
listening.
didn't mean to say it like that. No, on that episode, I had accidentally watched the wrong episode.
Oh, yes.
So you ended up telling me what your episode was, and I told you what my episode was. So it was a different dynamic.
Yes.
But yeah, Powerpuff Girls just absolutely holds up well. It's a good show. It's funny. It's well written.
Yes.
I may or may not be watching more episodes. You know, when it comes to watching stuff, I'm bad.
Yeah. I
Like,
used to watch a lot more.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like some of you are like, oh, Ashley, you got to watch this. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then if it's a movie, it'll almost never happen because I just don't want to commit that time to something,
The
which
Super
is.
Mario Brothers movie is on Netflix, and I do want to see it. So maybe we watch it and take
Do
notes,
a
but that's awesome.
watch party? Oh, you mean for the pot?
Yeah, but also that would be a long episode probably. Maybe we just do a watch party or something, because I do want to see it, and we both obviously are interested in Super Mario, and it's available. So maybe we do that. Because a watch party might be better, because an episode, we got to watch it and then we got to do it. And I start school soon. Yeah. I don't know when we're doing an episode next, but we could do a watch party.
Could be fun. Absolutely.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
I
So
got.
I was just going to say, so for the listeners, I told Ashley I had to go by 8 p.m. because I got to make dinner and eat it. And I'm trying to get on a regular, I'm trying to get like my sister. My sister has a very routine sleep cycle, very healthy sleep cycle. And I'm trying to get like that for the first time since probably like high school, because I've had many different jobs that, and then me and my habits and phones and screens have thrown it off. So I'm trying to go to bed by 11 p.m. every night and wake up at 7 a.m. every morning, regardless of what I have to do the next day, because often I'll wake up dependent on what I have to do, but my body's like, girl, what the fuck? When are we waking up? So anyways, I say all that to say I need to make dinner by 8. So we rushed through the second episode a little bit. So was there anything else, since we still have some time, anything else you wanted to say about the second, or not second episode, second segment, second story?
You know what's funny is I listen to a lot of podcasts and I'm always like, huh, I never hear anybody say all that much. And I say all the time. And then I realize, oh, it's because they edit that out. Which I totally do because sometimes it's an and then it's like 10 seconds of nothing.
Some people also really work on it so that the will become a pause instead of a or will become something else. I just I'm not great at it. I do speak well publicly, but if you were docking me on within the first 30 seconds, boom. I'm done. I'm eliminated.
Maybe I'll replace it with well. That works, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Depending on the context. Wow.
oh boy. Yeah, I don't think I had any other points on that. I said three times.
I was going to say, at least you know we're not AI, but I bet you at some point they're going to be able to, if not already, they probably are pretty good at throwing in a few and ers.
It would be funny if it was like the equivalent of not being able to do hands
Oh,
is
yeah.
doing incorrectly.
They're like, They're just talking. Hey, so how are you doing? It just stands out.
Oh man. You know, it's just crazy to me is how AI is fucking all over the place. And I'm going to be a software engineer, and that's going to be a thing that could come up for me when I finally graduate.
I mean, will come up for you likely, right? It's almost
Yeah.
inevitable.
Yeah. The thing is, I just honestly, I don't like, you know, obviously it has its uses for sure. But the problem is people are trying to use it when it's not ready to be used for some aspects, you know?
Well, Tina, my friend, who you, I don't know if you met in person, but you met via Zoom.
Okay.
She works for Partnerships for Responsible, Partnerships on, Partnerships for Responsible AI. So they're just one organization among many that are trying to help, not necessarily rein it in. And I don't want to incorrectly speak for them, but if you look at their website, you'll see they're trying to feel like make AI a little less harmful.
Yeah, I mean, 'cause you know, there's uses for it. I mean, video games been using AI forever. You know, that's an important part of the development, right? But you know, you can't fire an entire staff of writers and replace it with AI. It don't work. You can't use it for that purpose. It doesn't work. And it's upsetting when I hear stories like that. So I don't know. I mean, obviously that's like 2 years from now for me, as far as career-wise goes. Yeah, I think I'm just kind of droning on now. I don't have any more thoughts, do you?
No, I wouldn't use droning, but I don't think you're droning on. I'm glad that, glad that you're my sister.
I'm
It's
glad
nice
that I'm your
to.
sister too.
So I was hanging out with a cancer recently, actually.
Okay.
And I had said they're like, "Oh, you're cool, like here, this was yesterday. I went to Providence and we ate, and they're like, "Yeah, you're cool. It's fun hanging out with you." And I was like, "I agree." And they're like, "Oh, like it's fun hanging out with you? Like you think that?" And I was like, "They're like, I can't tell if that's a Leoism." I was like, "No, I mean like it's fun hanging out with you as well." But they thought I was doing that. I was like, "I don't that I don't. I mean, I understand that people do that. I'm typically, I'm not the one to do that.
I don't
You're
think
not
I've
the one
ever
to do
met
that."
somebody that would do that. Like, and be serious and be for real. Like, I don't think I've ever known somebody that would be like that.
I have met people who would be like that and be for real, but I don't know that they would say it. And
Oh,
then I've
okay.
met people who would joke about
Oh, yeah.
it just like you did, right? Joke about it. And then they're like, "No, yeah, I appreciate you too, but yeah, that's all I gotta say. I'm grateful that you're my sister, because life is, life is wild, but it's nice to have a partner in life who understands the world we came from, like the house we grew up in, and also a partner in mental illness. It's mental illness, love. Because yeah, it's good. It's good to, ultimately, and we've talked about this on the pod before, but it's always worth repeating. Me and Ashley, we're always super close, and for many reasons. So it's nice that in our age, when people ask, like, are you close to your siblings? I'm like, yeah, I'm close to my sister, like, and that's nice to say, because people have siblings and we know people in our lives who have siblings and don't speak to any of them at all, or like are not close to any of them, even if they do speak. So like I don't take it for granted that we have both intentionally cultivated the relationship. So shout out to us.
Shout outs to us. Shout outs to us. I'm thankful that we did this episode. I know it's been a while, and but every time we do it, it's fun. I have a good time. Obviously, we wouldn't be doing this if we weren't having a good time. So I appreciate having this medium to have an excuse to talk to you for 3 hours about nothing and everything.
Stay warm out there. Depending on where you live, it gets a little polar bear pussy.
And I think we're going to end it right there on Polar Bear Pussy. Bye, everyone.
'Cause we gonna have a good time here. No.